Hi, this is Mariah from Unpacking Disability, and I'm here today with an essay that I originally wrote 8 years ago, and it's called Learning to Run. It's one of my favorite essays that I have ever written, so I wanted to take a minute and read the post aloud today. And this is an essay about the process of learning to become an advocate and to raise a child with a disability. I learned how to run last year. I lined up with 30 or so other people and listened to experts talk about running. Only since I am deaf, I really just looked at shoes. Then I practiced. I ran around the track. I ran down paths. I ran down sidewalks, walkways, the beach, and I kept on running. It was painful, no, excruciating in the beginning. I was out of shape, overweight, and I had smoked at least a pack of cigarettes every day for 20 years. It was really freaking hard, and I'm not going to pretend it wasn't. I think having a child with a disability is similar to learning how to run. We line up and listen to a whole lot of people tell us what we should do. Sometimes we hear them, often we don't. They are usually talking from their own experience anyway, and only slivers of what they say will have real applicable value to ourselves. Then we practice running. We try and try and try and try. We advocate for our kid. We learn all this new disability language. We talk, blog, preach, bitch, cry, and yell. We cry again, especially when the old lady at Safeway calls our little peach a mongoloid retard. We poke around in our heads. Every uncool, non-PC thing we ever did comes back to haunt us. Did I really say I'm having a special day? Did I laugh at the retard jokes on South Park? Did I think it hilarious when someone asked if Downeyville, California was the Down syndrome capital of the US? Facepalm. Shame. Sigh. We just want to cry and stop because this is no fun, damn it. And we don't want to be the PC police. And we don't want to feel like bitch-slapping the audiologist because she was calling our precious peach a Downs kid in an unflattering tone. But no, we keep on at it, keep trying and trying and trying, and we do it only because we love our kid. We love all of our kids, and if we don't do this, who the hell is going to? Then it gets easier. We're stronger. We understand more. We have mastered the acronyms and have our friends in the field. We're not alone, and we know it. We can breathe while we race. We can pace ourselves. We go to meetings and see new parents, new runners, and we are overcome with feelings of gratitude that we are not there anymore. We know how to run now. But waves of memory may very well wash over us, just remembering how it felt to feel the burn in our lungs while we struggle to pump our legs forward just one more freaking block. The memory turns into reality as we come up against something new, untried, and we fall splat on our face in a cesspool of prejudice and discrimination. The lady at the IEP meeting thinks my precious peach is stupid, rolls her eyes at me. I get to hear one more therapist tell me my kid is doing great. Downs kids are always delayed, so don't worry. Because that's what I want from my precious peach, for her to be judged, tested, assessed, and held to some litmus of normalcy. Right? Well, fuck that. Fuck you. This can be so fucking hard. We hit the brick wall of running. We want to come to a dead stop. We can't go anymore. It's too much. We're sick of this shit. But then, well, a deep breath comes up from within us. We get some sleep, wake up, take a swig of our coffee, wipe our mouth, with the back of our hand narrow our eyes, move forward, and somehow, just by doing that, it gets easier again. It really does. Our breathing gets easier and easier, and we find we can help others too. We can encourage them, love them, tell them they are not alone. Remember that for them it's hard and new, and the words are still unfamiliar, the acronyms unknown, and the raw feeling of being birthed into a community that was often not their choice, fresh. Then the day comes when someone says, "We are a poster child for acceptance," and we laugh. We laugh long and hard, so hard and so long. The tears slip out the corners of our eyes in silent tribute to the hours spent in self-purgatory over every uncool, hurtful thing we have ever uttered, thought about, laughed over. None of us, not one, is a poster child for acceptance. And yet, we all are. Because we are all trying. We care. We love. It's not a race. It's a relay of one generation of parents to the next. We are in this together, learning as we go, because we love our kids. Thank you for listening to this essay that is dear to me. And you can find this on the blog at marianicholls.com. Thank you.